I'm David Brancaccio from St. Paul today. First, there's news congressional leaders have reached a deal that would keep the government funded through September, but Congress still needs to vote on it. For more, let's check in with Larry Adam, Chief Investment Officer at Raymond James, which is a marketplace underwriter.
Look, we're in an election year. I don't think they're going to have a shutdown because I just don't think that there's any appetite for that with the voting public. So I think they'll come to some type of agreement.
All right. Now, the Federal Reserve, the guardians of interest rates, are just starting to meet now. They meet again tomorrow. They're not going to lower interest rates tomorrow.
No, I don't think that that's on the docket until probably June. I think they'll meet. They'll talk about what they're going to do potentially with their balance sheet. That's probably the bigger story coming out tomorrow. And then they'll probably make the inclination that they will probably start to cut rates in the summer. Remember, we were growing north of 4% 2 quarters ago. It was down to 3%. This quarter, I think we'll have a 2% handle. So the economy is surely slowing. I think that they're going to want to take out some type of insurance policy during the summer to make sure we don't slip into a recession.
Now, I mean, given how housing stock on the market is in such short supply, I guess it shouldn't surprise us when we get data from February here showing a bounce in new housing starts. I mean, contractors can see this. They know there's demand.
Well, I think it was twofold. I think that there's clearly more demand. And keep in mind that the weather improved in February versus where it was in January. So that was just a natural bounce back from some of the lesser activity that we saw in January.
Larry Adam is Chief Investment Officer at Raymond James, which is a marketplace underwriter. Some disclosure there. Larry, thanks.
Have a great day.